views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you, folks? Hi, Artie.
Artie.
I'm from England.
Artie. So yesterday, Sky and I had an incredible night at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
What a great show, huh?
And we were entertaining the people, and we were connecting with the spiritual world and connecting to people's loved ones and giving in-depth insights, and people were wowing. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it's a lot of work behind the scenes, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
But when we were on the stage, all of a sudden magic just happened. And we started out by telling everybody our life story, how we got started, and then how we met. And then we got into the nitty gritty, and we started to connecting to loved ones and stuff.
You know, it was good. When you know you're a success, when your audience is crying, we're the only entertainers in the world that when our audience cries, we know we're right. Yeah. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. But the thing is like a lot of times when I tell people, you know, when we do the parties, I always tell people I need a table, two chairs and a box of tissues.
Right.
Yeah. And they usually laugh when we say a box of tissues. I said it's an occupational hazard. But it's true.
It is true.
But people were very enthralled. And, you know, it was just a great moment. That's all.
That lady, remember when she screamed in the audience? The boy who played the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
She screamed when I gave her the answer. I said to her, she's like, we just said that this morning. Oh, my God. Yeah. Now I got confirmation. And really, the angels were so wonderful last night. Artie's spirits were, boy, dead balls on accurate.
And that's the same with Sky.
And mine, too. I mean, the energy was beautiful. The night was fun and exciting. The crowd was open and excited to hear what their future was going to hold and discuss messages from loved ones. And everything just fell into place beautifully.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, before you do a show, you always hope, you know, there's no prep work. Sky wanted to keep on. We got to practice.
I know what we got to practice.
And I said, we're not going to practice. I said, you can't practice in front of nobody.
True.
I said, when you do a show like this, if you're going to practice, you have to do like open mic nights at places and then connect to the audience or whatnot.
Yeah, but we were also going to do a little comedy, which we never did.
Yeah, we never did. It just, audience wasn't there for us. We didn't have as many people as we were hoping. And so, you know, it was hard for me to get in that mojo. And but in any case, the show itself turned out to be pretty good.
It was great. And he's underestimating, folks. He was great.
And the topic for tonight is the power of the now. And
that's a great topic.
Yeah, because all you have is the now. A lot of people have a habit of keep on digging into their past. Mm-hmm. To ruin the now.
Yes.
And a lot of people obsessively worry about the future, ruining the now.
Yes.
And in reality, all you have is the moment that you have in the now.
You know, when you obsess about the past or the future, you're losing the now, which means you could be losing answers to some of your problems in the future or the past. So it's so important. It all revolves around the nucleus of the now and to be present in the now. So let's say that your better half takes you to a beautiful restaurant. It's French food, and it's something that you don't eat every single day, and you love it. So you're worried about something and you're sitting at the table and you're scoffing down that food and you're not paying attention because you're not in the now and you're thinking of the past. And what happens? You lose that beauty of something that you have been looking forward to. You lose the moment of
the
enjoyment.
The quality of the moment.
Absolutely.
Probably the biggest problem that people have is when they're at home and they have a hard time letting go of all their problems that happen at work earlier that day or beforehand. And it really stinks when you have a personality who you're with and they're with you physically, but they're not emotionally with you because they're always, their mind is always someplace else.
Oh, yes.
And it's very frustrating because they're not really paying attention, you know, to the conversation. And, you know, it gets to be very frustrating, you know, when, you know, I could tell when somebody is with you.
Yes.
And then when they're thinking about, you know, a lot of people, when they're stressed out in their relationship, you know, they're with you and they're in conversation, but yet they're so consumed or worried about their partner, or they're so consumed and worried about work, or they're so
right.
consumed and worried about finances. It's very difficult for people just to simply let go
right.
and just to be in the now. But, you know, that takes some work, though. It does, to be able to, you know, some people, it takes years of therapy to be able to, you know, let go of past crap or to let go of, you know, all this anxiety that people always carry with them. And sometimes it's just embedded in you because of your household and how you were raised to be. And now, you know, when you're with other people, you know, people appreciate the fact that, you know, when you're with them, engaging in conversation. And you don't always have to be the talker to be a good conversationist. To be a good conversationist is also being a good listener.
This is true. I live with a man like that. If we sit down at the dinner table, he's worried about what's going to happen next month. Meanwhile, he's missing out on what's right in front of him. A table full of beautiful children enjoying a meal, sharing their thoughts of the day. And that is so important because in 2 weeks when they say, hey, Pop, look, remember when I told you at the table? No, I don't remember. Because you know why you don't remember? Because you weren't in the moment. You weren't there. You were a month in advance. That's sad.
Yeah. And also when you're at the restaurant, when mm-hmm. you're at a restaurant and everyone's on their cell phones and they're not – you know, so it was funny. There was a time where Allison and I, we were at a restaurant and she went to the bathroom and I look over to my right and I see two girls who are with each other and they're both on the cell phones. And I said, you know, when you girls are finished, you know, texting whoever, I said, I'll be happy to listen to whatever you have to say, you know. And so they both actually stopped doing it. They smiled and then started engaging in conversation with one another.
It's, you know, it's a remarkable thing that we have this media coverage. We have amazing internets and ways to communicate quickly with other people. But on the other hand, is it really wonderful? We are raising a generation of introverted people, introverted children, because I do believe that children have too much access to these internet games and these remote games and these handheld equipment and telephones where they may be talking over the phone, but to look somebody in the eye and have a conversation, they can't do it.
And right now we have a caller and on line one, I think his name is Mel. Hey, Mel, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what's your question, buddy?
Oh, well, my question is, I wanted to know if you could, get a feeling or a reading, because I was wondering about relationships. I'm a caregiver for my parents, who's been sick for a long, long time. But I've also been feeling quite lonely, and I was trying to figure out if I was destined to have a partner, because I never really had one. I've been really consumed with other things. At this point, I'm not sure if I'm even going to get one because I'm not feeling like something's come along for me. So I was trying to see if I could tap in or see if something's coming up for me. If I'm looking the wrong. Yeah.
Have you been like overly consumed trying to take care of your parents, you said, and taking care of the household and taking care of your parents?
Yeah, that's been a big part of things for a long time.
Okay, well, that's what happens is, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, can I have a partner? And, you know, when people just go from work to home, dealing with family, work to home, dealing with family, and you're not really allowing yourself to be accessible, you know, and a lot of times people feel guilty about, you know, letting go of the responsibilities of home and not giving more quality time for themselves, you know.
Also, I like what Artie said, just to elaborate on that a little. If you don't set any time aside for yourself in your personal life, no matter how much we tell you and no matter how much spirit has for you in the future, you have what's called...
If you don't change your actions.
Yeah, you have your own ability to put into fruition or to take away out of fruition what you're destined to have. So what you have to do is you have to make a conscious effort to go out there. Now, I just want to tell you, I see big happy changes coming for you. So I know that there is definitely someone out there for you, but I don't think you're actively looking. And I want you to know that my angels are telling me to tell you that you certainly are good enough. Now, I usually don't say that to people because usually, you know, people, I don't want to mislead or tell you something that, you know, would maybe make you feel badly. But in this case, the angels are being very definitive and telling me, I want you to tell him that he is good enough and to go after the biggest fish in the pond and don't settle because big, happy changes are coming your way. All you have to be is assertive. Do you understand that?
I do.
What I'm getting is that if you allowed yourself, because I have a feeling you have a hard time breaking the ice,
yes,
trying to meet people or trying to feel confident enough to go up to speak with somebody. You feel like instantly you're being judged and your insecurities kick in. So what I'm getting right away, if you allowed yourself to become a part of some kind of an organization or some fun thing, like it could be joining a bowling league.
Right.
It could be joining the Elks Club. It could be joining. It's like where there's people gathering for the same purpose. But if you join some type of group of people, and I think that would really help you a lot. And there's meetup groups. You know, if you go online, you know, you go to meetupgroups.com, you know, and there are people who love to golf, who love to play tennis, who love to go to restaurants, who love to go to museums, bowling. It could be anything. But whatever your personal interest is, I have a feeling you're going to end up meeting somebody once you start to become a part of a group or an organization of people. And that's when things are going to kick in. And it's not just having a love life, but also you're going to end up having other friendships besides.
This is true. And I feel that you're yearning right now. What did you say, hon?
No, I was going to say, I mean, to the people who's listening, I'm this was just a fluke to call in, but you all are hitting right in there because I go to therapy. And my therapist told me just yesterday, and I'm getting chills, she told me to do just what you told me about the group. And also the thing with the self, I have social anxiety. So y'all don't even know me, so y'all going right to, y'all hitting it right on the head. I'm shocked. I'm being very quiet because I just was hearing this yesterday. But thank you.
You're very welcome.
It was a pleasure sharing time with you, Mel.
It was, Mel, and it seems as though you have a lot to offer somebody. So God bless you, and please don't feel inadequate in any way. You're just as good as everybody else, and I know with that confidence, you will get places, and your dream will come true.
Alex, how much time do we have till we go to commercial break?
We got about 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes. All right, so let's quickly take number two. Caller number two, Rose. Hey, Rose, how you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can hear you.
World, the whole world could hear you. Yeah, the whole world could hear you.
Go ahead, Rose. What do you want to know, sweetheart?
Well, I wanted to find out. We had happy hour with some of my coworkers about a week or two ago, and someone that I used to work with, I was telling her, if there's any openings at your job, let me know, you know? And she said, oh, okay. But I wanted to know, do you think anything's going to come of it? Or
Honestly, it's unlikely. I'm not feeling it.
I don't feel like the integrity. What you think this guy is filled with as far as integrity and everything?
A job opening.
Oh, I thought it was a relationship. Oh, I apologize. I thought I heard something else.
I think it's unlikely that you're going to get anything out of that, Rose. Are you looking to change your position?
Am I looking to change my position?
Yes.
I'm looking. I'm not like exactly happy where I am right now.
Yeah. Honestly,
but
the best advice. Go ahead, sweetie.
You don't think this contact person I have will come through with anything?
It's kind of unlikely. I don't really feel that for you right now. And I want you to know that it's always good to have the upper hand. So do never leave your job until you have something 100% in the makes, in the works.
Update your resume. And the best time to look for a job is while you have a job, because the pressure is way off you when you're in that power position.
Yeah, and you don't want to put any unnecessary pressure on you either. Because I'm feeling sometimes you're a little weak. What?
I'm sometimes what? I'm sorry.
Sometimes I feel that you get a little nervous and a little weak with face-to-face interviews.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So what I think you should do is definitely continue with your job that you have now. Put out your resumes. Take the best 5 resumes and hit them all at one time. Like, make it like 2 weeks that you scheduling all of these interviews. And the reason I say that is because I want you every night before you go to bed to ask your guardian angel to give you this amazing strength and this amazing clarity and this amazing lack of fear to go in and to speak to these interviewers. Because, you know, you could buy a book. It's a very short little book, and it tells you the best way to interview, what people look for, body language, hand gestures, eye-to-eye contact. These are all very important aspects of a personal interview. And if you have an upper hand, I know that you'll be great.
Let me just cut through the chase before we have to go to a commercial break. But right before we go to a commercial break, I just want to tell you, treat everybody when you're going in there as if they are your best friend. All right. And stop putting everybody way up on a pedestal.
Right.
And just look that you're just as good as everybody else. Seriously, you deserve just as much as everyone else.
Absolutely.
So really simply, treat every single interviewer as if you already know the person, like they are your best friend, and you're going to be fine. But right now, we have to go to a commercial break, so stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
Thanks, Rose.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Listen, guys, if you want to get a reading with Artie, and this is a private reading, he could do it over the phone, he can do it in person, private, email, any way you like. Skype, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like to get a reading with myself, and I can do it the same exact way, my number is 908-500-1474.
What is your website?
My website is skyofangels.com. It's www.skyofangels.com. And yours, Art?
My website is artiehoffman.com. It's pretty simple. artiehoffman.com. I have lots of YouTubes on there. A lot of explanations about life. I really think that you'd really, really enjoy it. You could join me on Facebook, check out my YouTubes, like it. And if you could give me all your likes, I'll like you a lot. I like you a lot. So, but if you want to call into the station for a free reading from Sky and I in the now, our number is 1-800-930-2819. So get it now while we still last.
Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot, baby. That's what I'm talking about. What do we have? Is Laura still on the line?
Laura. Hi, Laura. How
hey,
are
Laura,
you?
What's happening, hon?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, good. How are you?
We're great. How are you, sweetie pie?
Where are you from, Laura?
I'm good, good. I'm from Colorado.
Oh, beautiful. Cool. Do you have snow yet, baby?
Nope, it's so gorgeous out, I can't even tell you.
Oh, I could imagine. It's such a beautiful place to live. You're so blessed.
Oh, it is.
I
yes,
know.
I am.
You're so lucky.
Everything here
so
but
what
the beach.
You can go to a lake just as good. Hey, listen,
right.
What can we do for you today?
Right.
I'm feeling that you have a little problem in the love life department.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling that there's something.
Happy.
Oh, cool. But I am feeling that there is a little, I don't know, there's like just something that's not right. Something off a little bit. Have you been, can I say? Have you been seeing this? Are you married? No, you're not married, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm married.
You are married. What is going on with your mm-hmm. husband as far as, I don't know, I feel like a little bit of uncertainty. I think there's, I'm the last one in the world that would want to cause any problems between anybody, but I just feel like there's something lacking. That's what it is. It's a lack of something. Maybe, you know how life gets in the way.
Yeah,
maybe
little,
you know what I mean? But I want you to take care of that because, when I feel that, it's usually important to say because angels don't tell me these things for no reasons. And I think if you start growing apart, things can happen. So try and get that balance back together. Make the time for yourselves, even though you are married. Make the time to go on a date. Make the time to have supper together. Talk. It's very important. Sitting down and have a bowl of popcorn together over a movie at night, even if you have to watch a game. But it's so important to actually be physical and in the now with your partner. Because I do feel that there's a little bit of growing apart happening. And it could be as benign as you just don't have enough hours in the day or life gets in the way and you are busy and kids and social life and housework and everything. So, I just don't want you to lose that magic. So when angels tell me I feel a pulling away or a slight problem, it means to nip it in the bud and take care of it. You're aware of it. Take care of it.
You're going to have to be much more socially conscious with each other and start dating each other again. You know, a lot of people get so caught up in their own worlds that, you're allowing it to fall into a rut. And, if you went out once a week, if you're capable of doing that at least once a week, you do something that you love to do or a place that you want, and then the following week you go where he wants to go. And then every once in a while you go out with another couple. But it's also important that when you guys go out, you don't just.
What?
I think it's more on his part than it is on my part. I don't know.
It's very well so. And that usually happens in relationships with men. They get wrapped up in their work, wrapped up in their friends. And, the wife is always home, She'll always be there, so I could just put it off another day. I could just put it off another few days. But don't let it get out of control. And I feel that it could get out of control, especially on his part. And like I said, far be it from me to cause any friction or problem within anybody's life. But when an angel tells me this, I've got to pay attention. And I think it's worthy for you to pay attention as well.
There's got to be a specific reason why two and two is not equaling up, why he doesn't want to go out with you or to be a part of you. And you might have to do a little investigation with that because, something's not right.
Right.
Something's definitely not right. So if I were you, I would definitely,
check it out.
Check it out and do a little investigation. And I think you're going to be surprised.
So do you think he's cheating then?
Well, I think a stitch in time will save nine. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
In other words, don't let him lose. A stitch in time will save nine, which means if you're up on it and you're finding out what's lacking in your relationship to make him pay attention, if you find out early, you can turn it around and this will be a thing of the past. If you don't, and it keeps going on year after year, month after month. He's going to grow further apart and possibly look to that excitement that he once felt with you somewhere else. So what we're telling you is take the problem at hand right now while you're having it and address it. Don't let it wait.
Don't be an ostrich in this situation.
Well, my question was, is that we're under a lot of stress because of money. And
yes.
I'm just wondering about a career.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it could be over money. Sometimes it can be over anything, housing or changing a job. But the point is that none of this should bring you apart. These are regular everyday issues that everybody in the world goes through. And you should go through them together rather than draw apart from them. So if one of these issues are pulling you guys apart, there's a reason bigger than the issue on hand, like money or finances or a job. There's something wrong with the marriage. And that's what we're telling you. We're telling you to check that out. Find out what that problem is and get
sure,
on the same
page. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want to support one another. You don't want to attack one another.
Right.
All right. But right now we do have to go to another caller.
I do see a job coming for you, though.
All right. So let's go to right now we have Angie.
You just got
there. Angie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Angie.
Hey,
what's
cooking? Hi, how are you?
Doing good, doing really good. Right now, I feel like you're having control issues, and you have a habit of micromanaging. And when things are not always going your way, you get very frustrated. And I'm hearing the expression, let go and let God. I hate that expression. I don't know why, but I do. And
I feel like she just lost something, too. Maybe it is control.
But I feel like, you know, you try very hard to have too much control over a lot of things, and you need just to allow things be. But you have a hard time accepting things when things are not always going your way. You always assume that there's something wrong.
I also feel as though you've lost control of a situation in the near past. That there's you're suffering some kind of a loss, like a feeling of loss. Am I correct? And that could be
in a sense, you're right.
Yeah. And I think that you're overwhelmed by this and it's out of your comfort zone. I think that what you need to do is regroup and you have to find out what your best priorities are and start working on them one at a time. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. And I do feel like when you start losing control or think that you're losing control, it overwhelms you.
I just want you to know that there's somebody very close to you who's alone a lot, and try to think of whom that might be. But I'm getting somebody who's a little more on the older side, and they're not, you know, they just don't get enough attention, or they don't get enough time, and they need to. I feel like it's important for you to reach out, and I feel like it is one of your relatives, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, reach out to somebody who you know does not get a lot of company, or they seem to be very distant from the family, physically.
Now, you really want to know if money's coming in your direction?
Yeah, or a job. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you haven't really been putting out anything lately. I mean, nothing to speak of. You want a new job, but you're not seeking it. You're not actively seeking it.
Yes,
and
I am.
And that's a big problem. Yeah.
Wait, yes, you are.
Yes,
what?
You are. Or no, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have been. Yeah. My resume. Yes. I've been working
the
circuit.
What kind of jobs have you been looking for?
Wait a second. Wait.
What kind of jobs have you been looking for?
Sales, marketing, customer service. I'm not limiting myself. I'm keeping an open mind.
Okay.
And anything I come across that.
All right.
Piques my interest. I've been going for it.
Yeah. How many jobs have you seeked out in the past month? How many resumes have you put out?
I would say at least a dozen.
A dozen.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And I'm feeling as though either they're not getting to the right hands or she's sending them to the wrong places.
You know,
I don't see it.
What I'm getting is that you're going to be working for like a chain store. I'm seeing a chain store, a store that has, a chain company that has stores across the country. And also what I'm getting as I'm talking to you is that if you allowed yourself to speak with a manager within one of these major department stores, within one of these major stores, I have a feeling they'll be able to guide you. But don't ask for just a regular employee or somebody who's like an assistant manager. You want to talk to the top dog. and they'll be able to easily guide you exactly what you need to do. As far as just going online, that's not going to do you jack crap. You need to go online. I mean, you need to go right and speak with people so that you could, like, you know, be put ahead of everybody else and to be seen. But if you're pleasantly aggressive, pleasantly persistent, then you're going to be heard.
Also, I'm hearing Pier 1 imports. I don't know why. I'm hearing,
because I was just there for like the entire weekend.
Oh, were you?
I was.
Well, I want to tell you something. I'm hearing Pier 1 imports.
And let me tell you something. That place is dangerous. That's like going to Costco.
Yeah,
it's
really.
It's like I went there thinking I was just going to buy a few little trinkets, and I ended up walking out with $700 worth of stuff.
Oh, my God.
But it was time, I'll tell you.
Yeah. You know what? Look at the marketing. Look at the marketing jobs that they may have to offer. I feel it's a really good it's a really good start for you. And I'm feeling as though, even though you say you're sending out these 12 resumes in a month, which is a lot, I don't feel like it's getting at you anywhere. I don't feel like it's getting to the right hands.
That's why I said you need to go to somebody, you know, directly, yeah, specifically, and just be pleasantly persistent. Yeah. And have your resume, make sure it's updated to the nines. And you know what? Don't be afraid to put your picture, a really good picture of yourself,
yeah,
connected to your resume, so they could connect the face to the resume, so you're a somebody.
Yeah, because somebody is not getting what she needs to have. So I think they're being intercepted. And that's why I'm getting the feeling and the perception from Spirit that you're not putting them out. So this is a really good tool for you to know. If I'm feeling that you're not getting where you're supposed to get, that means people are intercepting them and they're not putting them in the right hands. I would also check out, like I said, Pier 1 Imports in their marketing and strategy and analyst area. I would work on them. Because like Artie said, I do see you working for a big chain as well, like a Macy's in the advertising department or analyst department. So go with that. And it was really nice talking to you, sweetie. And I hope I give you the best of luck. I wish you the best of luck, and hope that you can call us back soon and tell us that you landed a great job.
Just be pleasantly caller, and her name is Lisa. How are you?
Hey, huh? Lee.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You want to know something? I see you going to some kind of like a really fun
concert.
Yeah, like a fun concert.
I saw a concert too. Oh my God!
And it's like the doo-wops or the Jersey Boys, or I'm just hearing really good music.
Very good, and I'm hearing like operatic. I'm hearing like some
Jersey
beautiful
Boys.
Violins and things, like opera sort of,
oh,
like
cool.
Violins, like, huh?
Oh, cool! That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that for you, that you're going to go out into a concert and you're going to hear these beautiful violins playing, and it's going to be so emotionally stimulating for you. And I feel that's what your soul needs right now. I feel like there's a lot of things burdening you down.
I'm actually going to a beach party tomorrow night with my daughter.
Oh, very cool.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, are you around somebody that has a lot of medical issues?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay, I need you to step back a little bit, not too much, and allow yourself a little extra time doing the things you need to get accomplished, and just, like, you know, let mom alone for a few days, check up on her, make sure she's okay, she needs everything she has, but I need you to just walk away a little bit for your own calm peace of mind. I think it's really starting to build up inside of you.
That makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I talk to her like every night just to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's becoming a little much for you. I think you need a little break. It doesn't have to be for long, just like a week or something, a couple of days.
There's something going on with a sciatica nerve. I'm also getting a problem with the sciatica nerve, and there's issues going on around her hip area, and that's something that she needs that, you know, and I feel like if she took something like Motrin or Aleve to help alleviate that, that would help her out a lot. But I'm getting like subtle pains around the hip area and the lower back.
You know, I'm all.
Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
No, I didn't. I know her leg. She has diabetes, and her leg has been bothering her a lot.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I keep on ask her about her lower back and her hip area, because I'm definitely picking something up with that. But like I said, if she ended up taking like Motrin or Aleve, I really feel like the muscle release to help, you know, calm the muscles. I really feel like that's going to make a huge difference. And then take her out dancing.
I'm also feeling like you're getting a new member of your family, like either a pussycat kitten or a puppy or something like that. Somebody is going to bring that to your attention, and you're going to consider it. Do you have a dog now?
Okay. Yeah, my mom's house has a lot of kittens right now. That's funny.
Oh, you're going to inherit one of those.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get one. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the one that your mom likes the best. It's going to be the one your mom likes the best. I think I see like black and white. Like I see one with a black circle around the eye or something close by like that. Like the face is like black and white. It's so cute. But you're going to inherit that one.
Is there one of the pets named Ginger or the color of ginger?
I have a tan, like ginger cat right now.
Okay, this is what I was picking up around you. I just want you to know Ginger would also be the type of cat that would be a little on the jealous side, a little territorial. So if you do bring home one of your mom's cats like Sky Saw, I would do it just on a temporary test basis because your gingery cat is a little on the sensitive side about
She's
being
the boss.
Territorial.
She's the boss.
Okay.
She's the boss. When you do bring her in, do it slowly. You know what I mean? Do it slowly. Introduce slowly. And I feel that she'll accept her on a very aloof standpoint.
Okay. Give your mom some chicken soup. It'll make her feel better.
Chicken soup makes everybody feel better.
It's a great remedy. It's a really good remedy. It was a pleasure sharing time with you. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, love. Blessings.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, really quickly, we have time for one last caller, just a couple of minutes. Sam, how are you?
Sam, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. What can we
really
do for
good.
You?
I love the name Sam for a girl. Samantha, I love that name.
Thank you. So I have a question about my future kind of love life. So I just recently got out of like a long-term relationship. And so my ex-boyfriend, he kind of wants to kind of rekindle the relationship and not exactly like sure if I want to get back together with him. So I was
wondering
what you guys think.
That's pretty smart. I would never go backwards, always go forward. I don't think that this guy has learned much in the time that you've been apart. And I feel that he has a little bit of trouble starting new relationships. So he likes to go back where he's comfortable. Not necessarily that he's very attracted to you, but he wants comfort. He wants that modicum of comfort level within the relationship. To me, as Spirit is letting me know, I feel it's not a good move for you.
Mm-hmm. Just put it this way.
Okay.
The problems that caused you to break up, those problems have not been resolved.
Correct.
And so what happens is that when people are apart from one another, they tend to remember only the good times of while they were with that person or only positive attributes because they're lonely or they're hurting inside. The moment that people – well, I can't say always say the moment – but when people get back together, like they're so happy just to have that rekindle again or that same loving feeling.
The comfortable feeling.
That comfortable feeling. All of a sudden, it starts to go in reverse because all the problems that originated has never been resolved. And then those problems within 2 weeks to a month start creeping up. And then you're right back into the same hellhole. And you say, God, I was out of this once before. Why did I get myself back in it?
I agree.
So like Sky said, don't get back to where what you once knew because again those problems weren't resolved and he's still dealing with issues that he's always been carrying and like Sky said he never really resolved them so he would be your cocaine he would only be a temporary fix but he's not your cure
right.
So
I agree with
open
that.
Up to new relationships
It's hard to go backwards, you know?
But right now we got to end up. We got to wrap up because we only have 1 minute to say goodbye.
Oh, my.
So listen, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Always communicate with God and the angels. They're always around you. He's always around you. And all you have to do is ask.
Amen. And I second that emotion. So God bless you, folks. Emotion. And for another week, Artie and I are signing off.
Right now. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.